Nolte, Pete Buttigieg slips to just 6% support after crybaby debate performance. By John Nolte on July 2, 2019. The establishment media's precious mean little Mayor Pete Buttigieg actually lost a chunk of support after last week's Democrat debate. Yes, somehow, the guy winning all the fake primaries invented by the fake media. Primaries that have zero to do with actual voters, the fundraising primary. The news cycle primary. The OMFG cookie Joe Scarborough adores you primary, has slipped to just 6% support. 6%. Now, while it is true that mean little mayor only lost 1 point of his support, when you were only at 7% in the polls before the debate and are now at 6% after, well, that's a pretty good chunk, a double-digit percentage. Worse still, in the latest poll from the fake news outlet Gnall, everyone's favorite mean little mayor earns just 4% support, which includes, and this is not a typo, 0% of the black vote. Zero black people support Mayor Pete. Zero. How can zero black people support mean little Mayor Pete when someone is down with the struggle as Mika Brzezinski finds him adorbs? Will wonders ever cease? Did you know the mean little mayor just raised $25 million? Yep, $25 million to slip from 7% support to 6%. Where is the disconnect? How is it that the media raved over the mean little mayor's debate performance and yet this same performance appears to have lost him support, even among the very few who supported him? The answer is six words. Six words the media gushed over after mean little mayor Pete said them at the debate. Because I couldn't get it done. The mean little mayor was responding to all the problems he is having in South Bend, Indiana, surrounding his decision to fire a black police chief and his handling of the shooting death of a black man at the hands of a white officer. Because I couldn't get it done. Obviously, a media that hasn't been able to get it done for years loves that kind of humility and self-awareness. Voters, however, are a different breed, and they understand that if you couldn't get it done in South Bend, you sure as hell couldn't get it done as president of these here United States. Americans do not want to see their leaders, the people they hire to get the job done, to admit defeat and then to try and cynically twist that defeat into a moment of great character. What voters want are leaders who never quit, who never admit defeat, who never stop fighting. What's more, Democrats' primary voters are looking for one thing. Someone who will annihilate President Trump in the general election and a mewling little baby-faced quitter ain't that guy. We are still 7 impossibly long months away from the first primary votes being tallied in the Iowa caucuses, which means a lot can still happen and little of what's happening now matters because very few people are paying attention. But this is where things stand today. And when it comes to mean little Mayor Pete Buttigieg, where things stand in the real world is very different from where things stand in the fake news media. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.